It's 7 minutes after the hour, back on Sunday Morning Live. Good morning, Windsor, Essex County. Thank you so much for joining us. And coming up at 11 o'clock, Mr. Dominic Papa with the Local Line on Sports. This hour, though, we're talking about your special day, your wedding. It's an event that marks the beginning of an important time for you and your fiancé. And our guests in studio are all members of the Wedding Guide, containing some great local wedding planning information and ideas in an extensive advertising resource that's going to really assist you on planning each and every single minute to major detail of your wedding day. You do not want to be a bridezilla. You want the experts from the Wedding Guide to make sure that you have taken care of everything so you can enjoy and look beautiful on your big day. They've been serving area brides since 1992. The Wedding Guide, Windsor Essex County, salutes the network of wedding professionals who help Canada South brides achieve their wedding dream. And we have assembled quite the team this morning, but joining us on the show to sort of do the introductions and always a welcome guest here on the program, Miss Cheryl Davies from the Wedding Guide. Always good to see you. How are you?
Hi, Arms. Good morning. Doing just great on this beautiful Sunday morning. You managed to dish up another gorgeous morning for us.
Yeah, I was calling for rain, so hey, I'm all right to be wrong, right? So we're talking about the fall wedding season. It'll be here before it quickly approaches. And you've got some great people that you work with on a daily basis for the Wedding Guide.
We're sitting here with some great guests this morning. We have Steve Meehan, director, chef Steve at the Grill 55 in the Holiday Inn Ambassador. We have Suzanne Daycheck from North 42 Degree Winery and Serenity Lavender Farms. Emma Darby and Joe Bonasso from Galleria Ice Cream Inc. And Laura Lemon from the Hospice of Windsor and Essex County. And they're all going to be talking about their fabulous services for brides in the Windsor-Essex County area.
And we have somebody from New York City, and this is a guest who certainly you've been working with on a number of different issues with weddings.
Well, Paul's no stranger. Paul Pannone from eWedNews.com in New York City is going to be joining us. And Paul is an investigative journalist on the trade side of this industry and keeps us all informed on what's going on trade-wise. So it's going to be interesting to check in with Paul.
Let's do that now as we head to New York City on Sunday Morning Live and talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Cheryl. Everybody, how you doing today?
Good morning, New York. How are you?
We're good. We're good. First of all, congratulations on your upcoming 20th anniversary. What a great ride it's been, huh?
Thanks, Paul. We've, as yourself, we've seen it all. We've seen trends come and go and come back again in the 20 years. And I guess it never gets old in the wedding business because there's so many brides with different personalities.
Absolutely not. And especially, it seems to have been grown exponentially over the last few years, since the economic crash and challenges, so many changes have taken place, and you've done a wonderful job. I saw some of your updates this week on the trends, and wow, you're just keeping right in step with what the brides want.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's my job, as it is yours, to keep the finger on the pulse so that there's no social faux pas. And we all know how tough it is when a bride starts and, you know, the excitement of the engagement. But then what? She needs to know where to go and what to do in order to make the wedding happen.
That's right. She's an open book and she's waiting to get the information to, you know, fill it and, you know, if they don't go to the right resources, maybe their event won't be, as great as it should be. And well, that's where you come in.
Well, they need the pizzazz. And, you know, Paul, we know you do a lot of work in the tuxedo area, and you had launched some great Ralph Lauren lines this week. You also know that I'm a big proponent of the groom wearing a tuxedo. And yeah. It finally hit me this week why. It's very difficult, grooms, to be out there to know who you are if you're not dressed properly. So another reason to compliment your bride, but also to stand out so that your guests know who you are.
That's right. And again, it's all about the information. And, you know, there's good and bad like everything else. But, you know, one word says it all. Ralph Lauren did a piece this week on how he continues to change and keep up with what people want, but never strays away from the elegance and sophistication of, a wedding that's done with some sort of tradition. I mean, if you're going to go bungee jump for your wedding, well, do it in a tux too, but really the formal weddings, the formal weddings really need that extra elegance that you don't get out of a regular suit.
Well, and I think that the brides and grooms that we're seeing now, because they're much older, certainly have a little, they're more stylish, Paul, don't you agree?
Yes, definitely. But still, stylish and, you know, things that stray away from the look of a tux, it's a very, very fine line. You know, if you're in a beautiful hall and flowers and, you know, and you just have everything just so, and, you know, the bride is in a $3,000 gown, if he's standing next to her in just a regular suit, it's not as good as it could be.
I agree. It doesn't do it justice. And for
right.
the wedding photography as well, when you look back on it, God willing, in 20 years, he's just not doing his bride justice.
That's right. All you have at the end of the day are the pictures to look back on.
Well, there's no make-dos, and you're absolutely right on that note.
Well, it's interesting about this whole trend too, Paul, is because you want people to feel comfortable in their wedding, but you also want to make them feel very, very comfortable in terms of what they're expecting in terms of the whole color scheme for the wedding day and something that's going to make it... You don't want to show up in a tuxedo t-shirt. That's basically what they're saying, right? Because even though it says that you're classy, it still says that you're here to party.
Well, you want to make it special for everybody.
Yes.
That's right. Not unless you're going to a Pink Floyd concert, then it's okay.
Then you can a little bit of rock and roll. So what else are the big trends that you're seeing from your vantage point in the Big Apple with weddings this fall season, Paul?
Well, military is taking on a life of its own. You know, the company that I work with, Flow Formal, they've just launched a celebrity and branding program called Yellow Bowtie. And, you know, they're donating to charities that support the family victims of military, you know, tragedies. And it's just taken on a military theme. And this year... They got the celebrity Michael Sorrentino to back it. Next year it might be, I don't know, Ralph Lauren or whoever they choose. But each year it's going to be a little bit different. They'll have a spokes brand or person and, you know, create a line that for each sale or rental of the tuxedo, money goes back to help the family victims. So I thought that was quite interesting.
And that'll be interesting, too, that people are kind of putting this whole social media aspect and charitable aspect to their weddings, too. I mean, is that something that you're seeing in the Big Apple?
Yes. Yes, it's absolutely, especially in the wake of, you know, the 11th anniversary of 9/11 and all the tragedies that ensued and the ongoing wars. Let's not forget, you know, America is still at war. And it's something that... is spoken of more frequently and is becoming a part of the charitable part of a wedding and planning a wedding today. It's not all about, you know, me, and oh, where's my gift and all that stuff, but It's like the bride and groom giving back somehow to society.
Hey, Paul, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And folks can check out some great information on your website, correct?
Yes, it's www.ewednews.com, and we're happy to hear from any brides out there that have any questions or anything that we could help with. But you guys are doing a great job up there, and you know, I just hope you can continue the work.
Oh, thanks so much, Paul. We appreciate it. So that is Paul from ewednews.com, certainly a longtime supporter of the Wedding Guide here in Windsor-Essex, telling us about some trends that are happening across a national scale from New York City. When we come back, we're going to spin it on a local angle and talk about the charitable aspect if you're planning a wedding, maybe to give back to the hospice of Windsor and Essex County. So we're going to talk to Laura Lemon from the Hospice of Windsor-Essex County and their charitable giving and how a lot of brides and grooms might be saying, you know what, hold off on the bread maker. And maybe we should just give our gifts to a charity that certainly needs it. Not saying that a bread maker is a great gift, but, you know, I don't know anybody who's actually made bread from the bread maker, but you just usually buy it. But it's still a good gift. Anyways, now that I've insulted a portion of our audience, let's go to break here with some music here on the show. We're going to play some music that has to do with weddings. One of my personal favorites, if you are dancing with the bride for the first time, this Magic Moment by the Drifters here with the experts from the Wedding Guide on AMA. If you're planning a wedding over the next little bit, then you're going to want to utilize 20 years of experience, 1992 to 2012, helping Canada South brides achieve their dream wedding at theweddingguide.ca. Publisher Cheryl Davies on the show with me today, a number of guests in studio that we'll get to in the next little bit. And we're talking about trends here.
We're talking about the upcoming season. And of course, every bride envisions her day as being the stuff that dreams are made of. And this season, 2013, will be no different. Weddings are steeped in beautiful details this upcoming year. We see fabulous fabrics, sparkling gem accents, and stunning bouquets and centerpieces. There will be delectable cakes and, again, as last season, unique locations. Couples today can be who they are rather than follow traditions and set their own. 2013 looks like it's going to be the year to buck the trends. Pantone, which is the leader in color trends, came out last week with their color palette for the upcoming season, and we're seeing a lot of inky blue, poppy red. The green families, jade, emerald, and lime, and purple and orange are going to continue to carry over from last season. Headwear is huge. It's big. You're going to see birdcage fascinators. You're going to see lace caps, veils both long and short, and flowers in the hair. And one of the trends that I saw, you know, peeking through, hats and gloves are back on the scene. So that's something I'm watching with an eye for and to see what's going to happen there. Gowns, bridal gowns are over the top in colors this year. We've seen vibrant blues, blush pinks, lime greens, black. So it's grown bigger since we started talking about this about a year ago. You're going to see gowns in lace, chiffon, silk, and satin. Lace, again, being very big since the Kate Middleton wedding. And sleeves are back because of her. Bridesmaids' dresses continue to be mismatched in all colors of the rainbow. And we'll talk about the rainbow as well. We've seen a lot of colorful rainbow trends where the wedding is just a plethora of colors and it looks delightful. So, you know, we're seeing things happening that are going to allow couples to be themselves and have a great time planning their wedding. And we'll be following what happens as the season opens up.
It's interesting that you should say that hats and gloves are back, too, because do you think that stems from, Kate and Prince William's wedding a while back? You know, they're all wearing the gloves and the massive, or in some cases, very little hats.
Well, I think absolutely. It's been since the John F. Kennedy days where you've seen men wear hats, and the women are picking up the trend, and I'm a firm believer what goes around comes around, and it's time for it.
And another big trend that we talked about last segment of the program is foregoing some of the more traditional gifts of different things that you might sign up at a registry for. And instead of telling people, you know what, if you're going to get us something, you're going to want to give it to a charity of our choice. And that's why we're talking to another great partner of the Wedding Guide here from the Hospice of Windsor Essex County, their charitable giving, Laura Lemon, on Sunday Morning Live. Are you seeing an increase of people contacting, say, the hospice for this?
I've been seeing, since I'm the one at the hospice who deals with all of our wedding donations, ever since I've started there, I've been seeing a lot of brides in particular coming in and asking if we could help them out with making up a little tag for their day, saying that in lieu of gifts for their guests, they wanted to make a donation to a charity that has touched them.
Is this a question of people who have had people that they know in their lives, whether it's their parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever, go through the hospice experience, saying, you know what, we want to give back?
Definitely. I think with hospice in particular, a lot of people who have had family members or loved ones use the services remember that and they come back, whether it be in a volunteer capacity or as a donor or using this service for a donation for their wedding.
So how does this work? Do we contact you directly? How much lead time do you need?
Yep, you can contact me directly by phone at the hospice, 519-974-7100, or by email, which is llemon@thehospice.ca. You can find it on the website. And you know what? Typically, I don't need a lot of time. I have a good printer that I use, so I can turn it around pretty fast for brides. Typically, I would say probably, unless it's just a one-shot 8.5 by 11 memorial page, maybe 2 or 3 weeks just to give me time to work on the design and to work with them to get exactly what they want. But it can be as little time, or if they're very, very prepared brides, as much time as they have.
So do the brides know to their guests, hey, you know what, we're going to forego the traditional gifts ahead of time, or is that sort of like something that you spring on? Like, how does that work in terms of that?
I've found a lot of times they kind of just spring it on them at the reception. They kind of keep it a secret so that they can tell everyone, hey, this is who I made a donation in honor of. If they want to talk about it with them at the reception, they have that chance. They have the speaking piece from the tag or the tent card that their guests have at their table. Sometimes they do let people know. A lot of times, especially if they choose to do the donation at the shower instead and then give their guests the traditional gift at the wedding, that's how they'll find out. So it depends on the bride and their mood.
Much needed funds, though, for the hospice, right?
Absolutely. We take what we can get from people. We know that it's a very heartfelt gift most of the time that they do give. They've been affected by it, and it's their time to give back for what they received. So we're open to it, and we love working with the people in the community who we've helped.
Is it a cascade effect? Say, I found that a lot of my friends are getting married now, and it's sort
Me
of
too.
Like, you're like, okay, all right, everyone's getting hitched. Okay,
yep.
Sounds good. But I've got a couple of weddings to go to, and I've found that between the two people that I know, the two guys I know that are getting married, it's sort of like, well, what are you doing? Okay, we're doing this. Do you find that this is sort of, people saying, well, we're giving to the hospice. Oh, really? I never thought of that as an option.
Absolutely. I think not to say that brides like to one-up each other, but they like to find a unique way for their wedding to be remembered. So if they find out maybe that a friend or an acquaintance who's getting married gave a charitable gift instead of a favor, it might kind of sway them to do the same type of thing. Not necessarily with the same organization, but the same idea.
All fantastic stuff. So the hospice website, one-stop shop to check out this whole process?
Yes. Go to thehospice.ca, and under our Ways to Give tab, you can find the celebrations page. My contact information will be on there. So if you're getting married soon, come on, give me a call, and I'll help you out.
So there you go. If you are walking down that aisle and you're thinking maybe there's a way for us to give back to an organization that has helped your family or somebody that you know, think of the hospice before you say I do and go to their website too. I say I do to frozen ice cream. Yep, we are going to talk about that after the 10:30 news, and we're going to talk about some wine. We're going to talk about lavender. We're going to talk about eats from Grill 55. Oh, we've got so much food to talk about next half hour. So we're going to talk about those aspects of weddings and more trends from our publisher and studio, Cheryl Davies from The Wedding Guide. So if you have a question for us, if you're getting married, if you're helping to plan a wedding, give us a call. 519-792-CKLW. 519-792-2559. Rogers Wireless, star 800, courtesy of Wireless Express. TELUS Mobility Network, star 800, courtesy of Calcom. And Bell Mobility users, punch in #800. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at ArmsAM800 or on Facebook at facebook.com/ArmsFanpage. We have quite a few people asking about the treats that we have in studio on our fan page already. So we'll get to that after the 10:30 news. And I am playing music that I think that you should play on your wedding this hour of the show. Can't go wrong with fellow Canadian Brian Adams. Here we go. On 10:32 on AM 800, we continue our discussion about your big day with the experts from theweddingguide.ca, celebrating 20 years here in the region, 1992 to 2012, and they are serving area brides with some complete information on all things to do with weddings. And I posted a photo on Facebook of our next guest's product. And now people are making fun of me because I called it frozen ice cream. But if it was just standard ice cream, it would have melted by now, right? I don't know how this works, right? Everyone's like, well, you found out that this is actually frozen ice cream. Who knew? Well, it's delicious. That's all that matters. And joining us on the show today to talk about Galleria Ice Cream Incorporated, frozen desserts, Emma Darby and Joe Bonasso on the show with us today. So, hey, how are you guys?
We're great.
We're good.
So what is this? Tell me about this. This is ice cream, but it's sub-zero, right? We're talking like really cold.
It comes from a negative 30-degree freezer. It's our signature bridal dessert. A lot of brides choose those two. However, we do have a number of other desserts that we like to offer brides. We specialize in customization. Those two desserts particularly, though, are our tartufo. And that's a sphered kind of dessert that has a different flavored center. Mm. And we can coat it in a number of different things. This one today is coated in cocoa. Ooh. With a chocolate drizzle. But we also do coconut, other types of chocolate, sauces, whatever you want. For instance, we're a proud supporter of hospice. We're actually doing the desserts for their upcoming fundraiser, and we've matched the theme of their event, just like we like to do for a lot of brides. We're doing a mango dessert for them with raspberry sauce, and we've made some candy glass shards. And that's going to be incorporated into the dessert, so it looks like fire.
Can you guys customize, say if a bride and groom come to you and say, we have this whole theme for the wedding, maybe we're going more traditional, maybe we're doing a themed wedding, maybe we're going, I don't know, maybe they met in the tropics or something. They could do these different things. Can you get really creative?
We love doing that stuff, yeah. I mean, you know, we get kind of, not bored, but it's fun to change it up every once in a while. So we get all of our molds from Italy, and we like to come up with different designs. We're doing mini gelato purses for an upcoming event, and that's, we're doing 1,200 of those for the Do-Good Divas, but we love to do it for brides too. Sometimes, you know, for instance, there was a bride that came to us. Her last name was Hart, so she absolutely loved the idea that we had a heart mold that we could put on top of a brownie and do that for them.
So you're saying if I come to you with the last name Boomenleg, you could do something with that, right?
We'd have to get really creative and do some major brainstorming for that.
Well,
but we could.
We can also do different colors to match their color theme, too. It's not just like shape theme. It's color themes, too.
So we could dye that to match the color of the bride's choice.
This is really, really good. Now, this is you said you had ingredients and molds coming from Italy, right?
Well,
right.
Our ingredients are actually local. We're locally owned and operated, so and we pride ourselves on getting our ingredients in Windsor and Essex County. But we do get our molds straight from Italy because, you know, they're experts in the gelato field. Let's be, you know, so they come up with some really cool molds that we can choose from, and we love doing that stuff.
What's the turnaround time on something like this, Joe?
Usually we ask for a few weeks notice for bigger orders anyway. We like to have everything fresh. We don't like to keep a lot of stuff on hand because we want the best quality, the freshest product. All the ice cream is homemade, all made in our store. Any cakes or cookies that go with it also are homemade. Like Emma was saying, the glass shards that we're using for one dessert is also homemade. So we try to pride ourselves on fresh ingredients, fresh product, made to serve. So you get the best quality every time.
No, is this a cookie? What I'm eating on the bottom?
That's a brownie base.
This is brownie. This is awesome. Holy moly, it tastes good. Some crazier stuff that you might have seen in your experience. Not crazy, but unique.
You know what's popular right now is the whole cupcake thing. Instead of, you know, cake cupcakes, we're actually doing gelato cupcakes. So it's kind of interesting. Some brides like to do just a top of gelato instead of cake, and then they also do the bottom in gelato as well. So the whole thing could be an ice cream cupcake or just the top, and that's a fun one to do. And sometimes we add a little sparkle to those, so there's some edible glitter that we can on top of those as well.
Tell me about the process of, say, okay, I come to you guys and I say, okay, I'm getting married. This is what we want. You guys make it for us. How does it, do you bring it? Obviously, you have to work. Refrigeration is an issue, right? I mean, at these receptions, this is a well-oiled machine in terms of timing.
Right. Well, what we do is you order from us and we make it. Then we deliver it right to the banquet halls where you're having your wedding. So you don't have to worry about any delivery or anything like that. We put it right into their freezers. And they just plate it and serve it. It's very simple.
How long do, this is so good, how long do you need to put this in advance for the order? In terms of, say if someone's getting hitched, do you want to get it this ahead of time? Or, like, what's the turnaround time?
Actually, we're having a small promotion right now, too. If you book before December 31st, we'll also give you 15 free desserts. And that you can put towards your shower or your rehearsal dinner. And that way it gives us a lot of time to schedule your event and make sure we have enough time too. So the earliest you can do it, the better, just because we get filled up with other events and stuff like that, and we want to make sure you have the dessert you want.
Yeah, a month is prime. It would be better to have them a month ahead of time.
So how can we contact you guys if we want to secure your services?
You can visit us online at www.galleriaicecreaminc.com, or you can give us a call, 519-997-7200. You can come and visit us at the shop. If you give me a call, we have a showroom in the front, and that's where we have brides come in and sample some of our desserts.
And where's the showroom at?
It's on Wyandotte Street East. Closest main intersection is Jefferson, but we're in between Valair and Prado.
It's 5550 Wyandotte Street East.
You know what's good? I just killed that ice cream and I did not get an ice cream headache. So you know it's good ice cream because I'd be on the ground right now clutching my head. And with these folks from the Galleria Ice Cream Incorporated, Cheryl, I mean, this is just another unique way to really spruce up your wedding. And everybody loves desserts, right?
Everybody loves desserts, and the personalization is the key. In the last few years, brides and grooms really want to make their own signature statement. So by being able to order this type of frozen dessert, it definitely makes an impact on their guests and creates the wow factor that their guests are looking for that when they come to a wedding.
So, Kyle, you're going to have to get in here and get this ice cream because it is starting to go a little bit... I'm going to eat it if you don't eat it. So, just FYI. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to probably eat it during this commercial break. So, check them out online, too, on the Wedding Guide. His website. They've got great information, theweddingguide.ca. So having lots of fun, learning a lot about the different businesses that make up your day. Certainly a special one for people in Windsor Essex who are celebrating nuptials. So 20 years of the Wedding Guide, 1992 to 2012. When we come back after the break, we're going to switch gears and talk about wine and lavender and North 42 Degree Winery in Serenity, Lavender Farms in Colchester. So we have more on that. And we're going to get to Girl 55, some good eats on Huron Church with Cheryl Davies from The Wedding Guide. So stay with us. More to come here on Experts on Call. Oh, ice cream hiccup. 519-792-CKLW. 519-792-2559. More to come. Ten 42 on AM 800 as we continue on talking about weddings here on the show with the experts from The Wedding Guide. Check them out online on their website, which is theweddingguide.ca. Cheryl Davies in studio with us, too. And we've talked about trends and we've talked about charitable giving and ice cream. And now we've got to talk about a business in the Colchester area that's been getting a lot of steam in the news because it's a unique use of something that is grown here in Windsor, Essex.
Well, we've got Suzanne Daychuk here with us from North 42 Degree Winery and Serenity Lavender Farms, and certainly a beautiful way to use land and a beautiful way to provide for wedding receptions. And Suzanne's going to tell us all about all the great things that she's got happening out in Colchester.
Well, we've got lavender growing, and of course I'm going to start with that, I think. Lavender is something that's quite nostalgic, I think, to a lot of brides, and we've been getting a lot of requests and continue to get requests for fresh bouquets while they're in season or dried, so then you can accent your bouquet, and or favors or little place cards. You can use the dried lavender in a lot of ways. And as well, on the lavender side, it's just a nice place to have a reception or a shower. We can accommodate that outdoors and or indoors for small groups. Mm-hmm. And, the favor industry is still there. And so we can customize in terms of sachet colors to bridal gowns and colors that they want for their weddings, as well as doing something unique. We do bath salt type stations so they can have some fun at their showers. As well, we've supplied for the gourmets. They want something different for their guests. And so they can have, small Herbe de Provence or culinary lavender as a token of appreciation. And so, if it's a themed wedding where cooking is the theme, it's perfect. From the lavender side, there's lots of different uses, and it's just a beautiful place, whether it's in the fall time or in the summer.
And there keeps being more and more news in terms of this whole lavender movement here in the Essex County region, too, in terms of, the different applications of lavender, and certainly it's something that smells good, so you'd associate that with weddings, right?
Yes.
And I think a lot of people, like you said, they want that sort of unique experience, so why not check out North 42, right?
Right. And at our location, you've got the lavender as well as the vines, mm-hmm. So it can be a beautiful outdoor setting. And then, of course, the wine. You need wine for your wedding.
Absolutely.
Can't have a wedding without wine. And so we are opening officially next weekend. And we would be more than pleased to speak with people to supply wines for them, red and white, and try and match and pair, their meals and help them so that if, you know, they have the best optimum. So their guests are all satisfied with what they're getting.
Are there specific reds and whites that you will be showcasing in the next little bit?
Yeah, we're starting out with a Pinot Noir and a Gewurztraminer. So the aromatic whites are now a hotter trend, definitely in terms of what you're going to see in magazines such as Wine Spectator and things like that. And then, of course, the good Cabernet Sauvignon standby. And ours is a bit lighter, not as heavy. So again, it's more of an easy drinking wine. And that's important for a wedding, is to have something that people are going to like and is easily paired.
Is it a question, Suzanne, of people bringing the menu ahead of time and saying, this is what we have, can you pair it up? And in terms of the, you know, the turnaround time for something like that, do you need advance notice?
We do need advance notice. We can also do, you know, we usually like for both the lavender and the wine, at least a month's notice, so we can get it right. And if people want customization of their labels, that's a possibility as well. And we need some lead time on that, just to get, you know, get it right and get, you know, get it proofed and get it off to the printers.
What are they getting on their labels, in your experience, that you've seen? I went to a wedding a while ago, and they had the couple shot where they're leaning against the tree on the bottle of wine. You're like, oh, okay, it's kind of a keepsake.
Right. And I think that's part of it. I mean, some people are just doing the name still and the date. That's still an option. But you can get, you know, more custom graphics on it and send it off to the printer and have it definitely more memorable in terms of a keepsake. Anything goes, right, in terms of a label when it comes to that. We still have to have some standard information on it.
Sure.
That's required by the government. But, yeah, in terms of the gift, you can make it your own.
So what you do here on Sunday Morning Live, if you are planning a wedding, is what you do is you go see Suzanne over at North 42 Degrees, and then you go see the folks over at Galleria Ice Cream, and then you've got your wine, and you've got your lavender stuff, and then you've got your ice cream, and then what about the food? Well, coming up after the break here, we're going to talk more about food, and then we'll complete that trifecta for you. Grill 55 on Huron Church in the Holiday Inn will be joining us here on the show. We're going to talk to Chef Steve. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us too, and some great options too for wine. And you got to have wine at a wedding, right? You got to have a red, you got to have a white, you got to do something, right? Got to have wine.
Yeah, got to have wine.
Got to have that wine. And why not check out North 42 Degree Winery and Serenity Lavender Farms in Colchester. Great local place. You'll be hearing a lot more about lavender in the news, I'm sure, over the next little bit. So we got to take a break here on the show. When we come back in the next couple of minutes, we are going to talk about food for your big day and continue our discussion with the experts from The Wedding Guide at 519-792-CKLW, 519-792-2559. Check them out online, too, at theweddingguide.ca. And here's another great wedding song if you are planning to get married in the next little bit. I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack on the Sunday Morning Live. Kiss me that you'll give. And some great wine options and lavender options for your big day. Let's talk about the grub. Joining us on the show today is Chef Steve Meehan, who is from Grill 55 in the Holiday Inn on Huron Church. Chef Steve, welcome to the show. And let's talk about the bride and groom and some of the dietary options that they might have for their big day.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we're just like to say we're very fortunate to be partnered with the Holiday Inn and be located there. The Holiday Inn itself has gone under a $5 million renovation, and our restaurant as well, a $1 million renovation. So I said we're fortunate to have a brand new property to offer to our brides and grooms that come in. We pride ourselves on being able to offer a one-stop shop where we take care of everything from the food to the before and after parties to rooming and lodging for the bride and groom themselves, as well as guest block rooms for all their friends and people who are coming in from out of town. This way, everyone's on site. They don't have to worry about anything. Everything is secured for them, and they can just enjoy their time.
What are you seeing in terms of some personalized menus and options for people to kind of sit down with you and the team at Grill 55 to make their menu a little bit more unique?
We are seeing some different trends these days. You know, sometimes the brides and grooms aren't looking for that traditional wedding anymore. They want to have more of a relaxed atmosphere, have their friends enjoy the evening a little bit more, and, you know, and not be so maybe uptight and pretentious, if you will. But we did one wedding offsite where they wanted pulled pork and different things like that, and have other weddings we do. We have stations set up where we're doing anything from pasta stations to seafood stations. Mm-hmm. To just creating a little different atmosphere there and getting that, you know, fantastic day for the bride and groom off to a great start.
So it is your one-stop shop in terms of booking not only the food and the catering aspect, but maybe even the location too with your partnership with the Holiday Inn.
Absolutely. You know, and to go along with that, we also have ample parking there for them. The hotel is, we're very fortunate to have them there because they do give us preferred rates for the bride and groom and all of their family.
Tell me about the banquet room and maybe a place for rehearsal dinners. It's gorgeous here with a fireplace.
Yes, absolutely. We, for our your wedding rehearsals or your before or after parties, we do have our private dining room available. Seats up to 60 people. We have a fireplace in there. There is a flat screen TV in there, so you can put a jump drive in and play some pictures of your friends and family and previous events. We also have our largest ballroom at the Holiday Inn with Grill 55, seats up to 250 people. If that's a little too big for you, we do have 17 other banquet rooms with various sizes. So as I said, we're a one-stop shop where we have everything to offer.
60 seconds left to go before we have to wrap up the show here on Sunday Morning Live. Tell me about your partnership with great charities like the hospice and different options you might have for folks like who are looking to get some entertainment going.
Excellent. We have actually just recently partnered with Windsor Spitfires for Breakfast with the Spitfires. It's being held at the airport. It's for 500 people. We're supplying all the food for the event, and I'm very fortunate enough and thankful to Sun Life Financial and Craig Castle. He runs the Windsor location on Diesel and also the Chatham location. They have sponsored us in helping take a share of this event so we can provide this great event for the young children.
Okay, Chef Steve, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And you got one more thing. We got to squeeze that in here.
Just like to squeeze one more thing here. September 23rd coming up. If you take a look at our website, www.grill55.ca, we do have David Adji joining us for the day. If you'd like to come out, come and see us. You can reach us at 519-967-9908.
Cheryl, wrap things up for us as we got to run.
I want to remind everybody that if you're getting married, please pick up your 128-page complimentary wedding guide at selected bridal salons on our website, which is www.theweddingguide.ca, and read our blog. We do postings on